Chapter 10. All the soldiers turned toward the voice of Nath Dragon, who waved his arms in the air, yelling like a fool, and dashed away like a deer. Brenwar didn't hesitate. He batted the spears away and snatched Warhammer off the ground. He swung. An orc lay on the ground with a large dent in his helmet. Brenwar swept the hammer left and right, knocking the soldiers aside, cutting a path right through them. Nath was out of sight, and the dragons raced after him. A spear jabbed into the back of his shoulder. Brenwar whirled. A gnoll's flail caught him full in the chest. Down Brenwar went. One by one, the soldiers of Barnabas piled on top of him, clawing, biting, and stabbing. His dwarfen armor was the only thing keeping him together. He jammed his fist in the lizard man's snout one last time before they pinned his arms and wrists down. The orc stood over him and kicked him in the ribs. With its knife, it shaved the hair off his coarse arms.
Any final words, dwarf?
It's raining, Brenwar said.
Huh?
The orc grunted, holding out his palm, watching the rain splatter on it.
That's it. Sounds like you rattled his skull, men. Ha ha!
They let out a round of throaty chuckles.
I'm not finished, Brenwar growled.
Oh, please do finish before you die.
It's raining dwarfs!
Dwarfs fell out of the sky like giant bearded pumpkins and landed on the soldiers. Bones crunched, guts squished. They started swinging and singing. The soldiers of Barnabas were overwhelmed. And then the dwarfs cried out at the same time. It was hot, smothering. Nat was pinned down underneath the heavy burning beams. Fire engulfed everything around him. His eyes were filled with smoke. The fire was blistering hot, painful, agonizing. But dragons don't burn. Not by normal fire. But that didn't mean he couldn't suffocate and die. He shoved up on the beams with all his strength. The beams started to rise. He gathered his knees under himself and put his back into it.
Push, dragon! Push!
The air was thin. His head became dizzy. The hot light started to dim. He started sagging toward the floor. The burning wood beneath him caved in, and down he went into the crawl space beneath what was left of the assembly room floor. The movement of cool air greeted him. A glimpse of darkness gave him hope. He pushed away the burning beams and fought his way through the debris. Flames rolled under the flooring like a bright orange roof. Crawling on hands and knees, he headed out. Fiery holes emerged above him. The entire floor warped and crackled. He found the edge of the crawl space and kicked it open. Fire rushed out over him, feeding off the night air. Nath felt his energy fleeing him and despair moving in. The flames had him. His fingers hung off the edge of the wood and he moved no more.
Of all the ways to go.
Something seized his arm and dragged him through the hole and away from the flames. He figured one of those dragons was ready to take him apart one limb at a time. He could see the inferno now, blazing high. He gulped in a lungful of sweet night air. The rain felt delightful on his face. Strength returned to his limbs.
Huh?
He said, looking back at the man that held his arm.
Ben!
Ben heaved him up to his feet and slapped him on his back.
You must weigh a ton,
Ben said. He reached behind his back and grabbed something. Akron string twirled up along the bow. Ben slipped an arrow from the quiver and knocked it. The arrow buried itself in the chest of a gnoll attacker.
Are you finished resting yet?
Ben said, loading the string again. The arrow zipped into another. There was fire, fighting and screaming all over. Dwarfs slugged it out with the gnolls, orcs, and lizard men. Overseer Dormus shouted orders to his men. Nath sprang to his feet.
That's the one we want,
he said to Ben. He took off at a run. Dormus caught him out of the corner of his eye and gaped. Then his face turned to rage.
Impossible!
The overseer shouted.
Stop him! Stop him!
He wrapped his hand around the amulet and started chanting. Nath lowered his shoulder and drove Dormus to the ground. He snapped the amulet off Dormus' neck.
You can't control it,
Dormus said.
It is I that controls the dragons. Dragons, come back to me!
A dragon dangled Gorley upside down with its tail and swung him gently like a chime. The other pair sniffed and snorted at him.
Easy, dragons,
Gorley pleaded.
I'm not worth killing. It's those orcs.
One dragon snorted a blast of hot steam in his face. Their eyes were intent on him. Intelligent, murderous. One cocked its great neck, ran its long tongue over him like wet fingers.
Phew!
Gorley shivered.
They're gonna kill me, but I don't have to make it easy on them.
One dragon inhaled a great breath. Another stepped back.
No, 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 don't roast me.
He summoned his magic. Started to change his skin and bones to hard stone. Fiery dragon breath engulfed him from head to toe. The heat was so intense it felt like he was baking alive. When the dragon finished, Gorley crossed his arms over his chest. His stony skin smoldered, and it hurt, but he lived. The dragons growled. The one that held him slammed him in the mud, up and down, up and down. Gorley's breath left him. They were dragons and he was a mouse. Up in the air he went. He saw the sky, then the mud hole they made with him. The dragon's long-necked head popped up and looked back toward the town.
Oh, thank goodness.
Something had their attention. Two of the dragons headed back for the town. The one that held him snapped at him, then flipped him high in the air.
I'm free, I'm free.
When Gorley stopped at the zenith, he managed to turn and look down as he fell. The dragon was still there. Its great black tail behind its back was poised like a giant cobra.
No, not again.
As Gorley approached the ground, the dragon's tail lashed out. Gorley screamed and sailed far and long, head over heels.